Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone. Breaking news.
Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look at all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? None of us do. Got it out the way now. This week,
damn,
changing it up just a little bit, okay? You know, you got to do a clean sweep sometimes. I like to think of myself as a street sweeper ass
and
nigga.
Something,
you know?
On your heart.
Yeah,
something on your heart.
Something on my mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, somebody please, please tell me where this bitch did it again. Now, breaking news, y'all. So this week, actually just today, Kim Burrell. Now, I don't know if y'all are familiar. Do y'all
out
know who Kim Burrell
gate.
Is? Y'all know who
yes.
she is?
No.
What
yes.
she is?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She
what?
Is a train conductor turned gospel singer,
wow.
stalwart, hogwart, who actually is 49. Did you can't believe she's only 49 years
wow.
old?
I was shocked.
She is only 49 years old. Now, that alone for me was like, whatever. I tell you all the time, the hateful people look like somebody took a lemon wedge and some kosher salt and a dirt devil and put it on their asshole and just sucked all the life out of them, right?
Whoa.
And that's how Kim Burrell looks. So her 49-year-old ass, big ass, we could say it about her, and I'm about to tell you why in a minute, was she was recently a guest soloist at Pastor Brian Carn's church. Now, are you guys familiar with Pastor Brian Carn? These details
not.
Matter, so we got to get it in.
Mm-mm.
He's
no.
a controversial black pastor, very conservative views, who has continuously been in scandal after scandal, from being caught having sex with prostitutes, he's married, to having an affair
okay.
with another bishop's wife and then confessing to it and begging for forgiveness and all that, meanwhile maintaining hateful stances on other stuff. So she went to his church.
Okay.
She was performing. So
birds of a feather, basically.
Taking some turns here.
Flock, not fly, because you know it's going to take a lot of wing flapping to get
okay.
Kim Burrell's ass airlifted. I know the songs say love lift us up, but she on Lord lift us up, fork lift us up where we belong. Now, let me tell you this.
Oh my God.
I don't care. Oh, I don't care. Now, here's she hate me. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the lady in the mirror. We'll just put it like that. So here we go. She was on stage, and so before she started singing, she went into an opening act. I didn't know that gospel singers did, you know, a 5-minute stand-up set before they went, you know, public, started doing their singing and whatever, but she did. She said that most people don't understand his personality, referring to Pastor Brian Carnes, because I told you he's a controversial pastor, right? She said mm-hmm. most people don't understand his personality because he is truth personified. And he tells the type of truth that makes most uncomfortable, because who
oh,
likes
boy.
To be told you're just ugly? Let's get to it. Instead of me telling you what she said, why don't I play for you what she said? We're going to break this up into two clips, because you're going to need a breather after the first one. And then I'm going to give you the second short clip. And it goes a little something like
before
this.
We get friends, we have to do an interview. How long have you been broke? How many times have you changed your name on your light bill? How many of your bills in your little cousin's name? Do you live in a trailer home or a house? You know, you understand. And it's not about status or material things. It's just about choices. You know, life is different now. And, you know, we are at church. Thank God we're here. Those of us who are walking by faith without a mask. and no vaccine. And so we honor the Lord. God is good. I respect all of the men of God here and respect you. Can y'all clap so I don't feel strange right about now? Hopefully we'll get a chance to meet each other when y'all invite me to come to your church. I'm not as expensive as I seem. And so, I don't know, maybe you got a little leftover from your PPP loan. Prayer, praise, and power, you understand. Amen. Isn't the Lord great? Amen. Amen. And so.
Okay, now let's pause it right there, right? That's the first clip.
Her personality reminds me of why I don't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
It's friend, that, like, it's that person. It. Like, that's the person. That's the church person that makes people stay away.
She's on stage in a church where she's been booked. We know that she's a singer. So church gospel singers are booked to come sing at churches to uplift people, right?
Mm-hmm.
To support them in an emotional, spiritual manner, you know, through the art of music.
A place of worship. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Supposedly the safest of safe spaces, right? That by right. definition, right? By mm-hmm. in theory, that's what it's supposed. That's what it's hit it, Amarion. What it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to be, right? But that's not what it is. Now, you're standing on this stage.
Mm-hmm.
We can break down the stats however you want to do it. But we know that most people that attend church are what? Not wealthy. OK, the majority of the people that attend church and subscribe to a regimented, you know, structured religious lifestyle are not wealthy people, but they give what they can to the Lord because it's important to them. Right. So
right.
she's speaking to an audience of people like that, saying things like, you know, do you have your bills in somebody else's name? Which a lot of them probably do. Saying mm-hmm. things like, do you live in a trailer home or a house? Bitch, what? Do
shaming
I live in a trailer?
Church.
Right. Like, what's it to you? First of all, and if anything, you're supposed to be putting me in the mind frame to motivate me to get a damn house. If I want one, I might be just fine in my mobile home. Hell.
And these are the people that support your lifestyle.
Yeah, ignorant ass. Her ignorant ass. Her
they
lifestyle.
Put money in her pocket, literally bankroll her. So that's so wild that that's how
baking
she
baking in her skillet in the mornings, okay? They're doing that. They the ones got the bacon frying and fish frying and beans don't burn in the kitchen. They the ones that got that going for you. And yet she's shaming them from the pulpit like that, okay? That's how mean and nasty and evil is. She's making jokes like that to those people in the audience. Well, it actually gets worse. I'm going to play this second clip and then we're going to discuss amongst each other. Okay. And
imagine
thank God,
worse.
You know, it's been on the gay so many times. She literally sang a song where she said, he ain't gay. He ain't childish. He ain't broke. He ain't. And was rebel rousing the crowd, like describing the perfect man. And so she has a target for gay people. But today it wasn't on us. Today it was on ugly people. Let me play the clip for you.
Oh my God.
Wow. Who likes to be told you're just ugly? No one likes to be told that, you know, especially when they have realized it. All right. Most don't get offended until they know the bad thing about themselves. And then somebody else recognizes and says, oh, I saw the ugly too. I just wanted to let you know. So anyway, y'all get that later. God is great. All of you are beautiful. I haven't chosen anyone to be ugly yet. God is good. God is great. You all look great. Most of you have on hats covering most of that anyway. Here's to you. I have a great personality. Okay, I'm going to sing. Daily I share.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She said that. Now, we could really break it down line by line. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have time for her, just like she doesn't have time for grooming, okay? And obedience school, which is the school she needs to attend. But she said, you know, she closed it. I have a great personality. And I know I'm here to sing. I'm going to sing. And then she started singing with that grovel Marlboro Reds voice that she has. And she went on to say, I have a great personality. No, you don't. You actually have the opposite. You're a really shitty person. And what she was doing was trying to substantiate these sensational things that pastor Brian Kern is known for saying by using an example of him calling people ugly in the congregation, physically, not inside, physically, like your appearance. And that's what she said. No, and don't, I haven't determined any of you to be ugly yet. And most of y'all have hats on covering up that right now anyway. That's what the fuck she said on the stage. And first of all, I know by definition what blasphemy is, you know what I'm saying? And you in the church looking like that, calling people ugly. on the big stage.
Like, but also how childish, like, mm-hmm. what? You are on the pulpit and this is what you want to share with an audience that you have their attention? It's just so childish. She seems so miserable.
How is that helping anybody, Asante?
You know what it makes me think of? And this is going to be so random, but y'all see what I'm doing? Old school Wendy Williams. Like, that's what it feels like when she's up on stage. Like, remember old school Wendy Williams? Like, those interviews were very, like, some of it was, like, very straightforward, but then she'd be a little undercutting and shady and shit. But it's like she's on stage shading the entire congregation over and over again. I'm just sitting up here like, why is this happening? Like,
why are there people in the audience?
Like, why are they attending this? Like, before people would be like, why are we tuning into this? But like, they're actually like, Wendy wasn't shading the audience. You know, we was trying to figure out why she was shading her guests. But like in this instance, like, y'all are the guests. Y'all showed up for this. And over again, because she's continuously been hateful on social media. So like, that alone would make me, I don't know how I would be, I guess, if I were under the, you know, spell of organized religion, but I just don't see what would make me want to be allured to her if I was really deep into the word and wanting the best for my life and the people around me, and to believe in a higher power that, you know, wants to love thy neighbor. And for her to be so hateful at every turn, it's just very confusing and it's very off-putting. And I mean, she's going to get hers one day.
Well, let's get started on when. In 2014, while she was a judge on Sunday's Best on BET, you remember she got backlash for being embarrassing those people, those contestants, laughing in their faces and being mean and nasty.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the boy with the lisp read her ass down to them ankle boots. I believe he cursed her, and that's why she's been falling ever since. Then in 2016, she preached a homophobic sermon where she said homosexuality was a perverted spirit that would kill you, and referenced Eddie Long, who it was long rumored that no pun intended, that he was a homosexual in the butt. And then he never denied it, but he never admitted it either. You know, it was what it was. But she did that from a church pulpit. She also was very specific in her hateful speech, where she said that if you as a man, if you open your mouth and take a man's penis in your face, you're perverted. You can't say what the Lord says. And you as a woman, if you shake your face in another woman's breast, which I thought was hilarious because of all the ways to be a lesbian. Bitch, you mad at somebody motorboating somebody here? Like, yeah. of all the things. How do you even know about that?
Sounds specific, Kim.
Yeah, you know, she's busty. She's buxom. Buxom.
Yeah. Okay, we have an episode title.
She's buxom. I know Lil Wayne said the song is called Duffel Bag Boy, but have you seen Kimberell's breasts? So when she said that, you know, I just thought it was odd, but she was specific about that. And then also she was slammed in 2019, and this is on a petty note. We ain't done that in a while.
Wow. Throwback.
But on a petty note, she was slammed in 2019 for comparing the talent of R&B singer and Grammy Award winner Fantasia Barrino to gospel singer LeAndrea Johnson, saying that Johnson was the, quote, real singer of the two. So she's just a nasty buoy of a woman in the first place. Like, she's just disgusting. And I just want to highlight the low light of her every chance I get, because every chance she gets to be mean and nasty and hateful to people, y'all know that churches perpetuate that hateful culture of excluding people and banishing people, excommunicating people from their families just for lifestyle differences and things that they can't help. And she is a person who feeds and permeates that culture every chance she gets, and then shits in our face and lies and says, oh, I didn't say LGBT, I said S-I-N. But then does a sermon saying, let God be too quickly. Let's get on the anti-vax statement.
The nice mean thing.
Yeah.
That irks me so much. Because my thing is, if this is your position, right? Mm-hmm. Then stand on it.
Yep.
Stand on it. Stand on it 10 toes. Don't apologize for it.
And one ankle.
Go on your social media and say, yes, this is how I feel. But the nice mean thing of like, I didn't mean that. I didn't say that, because I already saw she released an apology over this. And I'm like, but where in this speech was there confusion in how you felt? It was very matter of fact. And so that part irks me more, because it's like you're a rude person that also gaslights people when they tell you how it makes them feel. That's just like a terrible combination.
And the apology was a statement that was laced with thinly veiled threats of lawsuits for defamation of character and shit like that.
Which is insane.
Which, first of all, you defame your character more than anybody when you wake up and just get out the bed without brushing your teeth and running a rag up the crack of your low crack, because she looked like she got one of them low butt cracks that starts at the bottom and come up just enough to define it as a crack. But you getting up out the bed nasty and just unwashed face, just going to the studio, spitting all over the microphone, you defame yourself that way every day, because the game's been stopped helping you with glam and all of that. And you still didn't even look nice then. And so for you to say the hateful things that you do that automatically identify character issues and character flaws on your own, nobody prompts you to do these things. You just share them. Mm-hmm. You're the one that's defaming your own character. But her apology was full of all of that, saying that her image had been used with things that were defaming, and one should be careful because it was very lofty to a very heavy to some shit, just threatening people that she was going to sue them for posting what her ass said. I hope she falls again.
And then why work with Frank Ocean?
Mm-hmm. But that got her ass up out the paint, because remember they was going to work
why on take that check? Ellen.
Yep, because she don't care. She don't care about nothing as long as she's benefiting from it and is able to continue being hateful to other people. And she sounded very much like Donald Trump in the end of that last statement, saying, you know, I have a great personality. That was very Trumpish to me. It sounded like that shit he would be saying when he would just be saying anything. That's why I hate motherfuckers that just say stuff. The things that you say are supposed to make sense, especially when you are on a microphone speaking to an audience of people. You can't just say any damn thing. So like
I
said,
church.
Mm-hmm. That's why her knees are rotting from the inside. She's dry rotting from the inside out. That's why she looks like that. And that's why she's falling. She can't stand up. Her bones are, you know, God and all that stuff. You play with all that if you want to. But like when you really being a bad person, you end up suffering, hopefully. You know what I mean? And so,
but it's obvious she's suffering, because there's no way that someone who is living a life they're like happy and proud of, like think of you in your house with the friends that you love and the fun that you have and the love in your life and the career that you have. Who has the time? I can't even think of how happy I am to go online and then just trash people for the hell of it. There's no way.
No, I don't want to be like that. If I talk shit about somebody, I want people to listen, because I only do it if it's warranted. I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful how you use your voice out here. And this, and her voice, she already needs a Halls, a Ricola, a hookah Cole. She needs all of that.
And the thing is, she's so talented.
Is she?
You know, she is. There's no one that can say that Kim Burrell can't sing.
Kim Burrell can't sing, and I hate her fucking guts.
But I think it's unfortunate. It's a disservice to her gift, you know, because this is always going to outshine that, always.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't even hear her voice because you hear this first. Mm-hmm. And to me, that sucks. That's a huge disservice. You want to talk about God? Mm-hmm. Huge disservice.
She's getting boils and steaming. She has steam coming out from under her arms.
Stop.
When she was on that stage being hateful. And the reason I know is because I'm going to show you guys the video.
Steam. She has
green, olive green steam coming out of her arm and pissing on her leg. She was, because she when she was on the stage and she was like, thank God it's so good. All the people with no mask and no vaccine. She did her arm like this. And that's why the audience started like clapping, because she was, I don't know what that means. She did the same thing when she said, for all I know, LGBTQ can mean let God be true quickly. And then she took her arms and said. So that's like some call she does. I don't know if the short extensions of movements are all she can do with her range of motion.
Oh my God,
but that's what she does, you know, and that's how I saw that steam emitting from her. The folds under her arm. I can't stand her nasty,
I see,
rotten ass. She's a disgusting person, and people like her have been very unkind to me in life. And now that I'm free of their of the shackles of connection to them in any way, I will cuss a motherfucker down to the depths of a 6-foot grave for them to even in penetrating upon me, being comfortable in any damn space. I'll never forget, we was at church, at Marvin Winans Church in Detroit, Perfecting Church. And my boyfriend at the time, he grew up, he went to, like, he was my first boyfriend or whatever. What's up, Sam? But he went to, we friends, it ain't that. But we went to his church. And his one of his best friends had really long locks at the time. And we walked in the church. We was a little late, but we sat like kind of in the back. Don't you know this motherfucker started an anti-gay sermon about people with long locks and all this other shit?
Oh, my
and we
God.
Got up and left. And he was like, I don't care about him leaving. Leave! Like, and he said it like that or whatever and did all that. And I'll never forget that. Marvin Winans, who preaches in one-piece coat dresses. Okay, buttoned at the neck with a Nehru collar on a coat dress buttoned down to the floor. Okay, Marvin Winans. They got wine in his name. Are you trying to call somebody gay?
That's so wild to me.
And they ain't said nothing about BB. You don't want to talk about that. What's she saying? Let's on Beverly Hills Housewives. Let's not talk about the husband. Let's talk about the brother. What about BB? It's putting a man under that man's picture in them compression pants with his dick all on his thigh. And BB Winans wrote, amen. Google it. You ain't got to believe me. Google it. Okay. You need to, it's a gospel song. So you need to sweep around your own front door. And okay. I would think he would know it. But I never got a chance to get his ass back because when am I going to be in the same room with him? And he's old now anyway, so he probably, you know how they do the marks on the wall in jail. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He waiting on the, he about at the slash of
not
life.
Not the Roman.
Yeah, he about at the slash of life on his 5 marks. So it's not even for me, but yeah, fuck Kim Burrell. And that's all I wanted to say with the breaking news this week. So what Guan?
Well, shit. How's y'all weekend?
Yeah.
You found it? You found the picture?
I found the picture.
Yeah. You seen it?
I seen it.
And then wipes pants with his dick in them. You seen it? And what did BB seen that and said, amen?
Capital amen.
Okay. And that ain't no Photoshop. That shit happened. Allegedly. So we don't get sued because you know.
Right.
Christian evangelicals. Allegedly. All this shit is allegedly.
Wowza. Well,
I can smoke now. I'm doing my investigative reporting. But I had to let the people know because we don't have that up in our house. This is a place of love and fairness for all. Okay. Black
but
lives
even
matter.
Even the people in the pews, like, why are y'all supporting it? Well, obviously, it's because they agree to, you know, because I'm not going to sit and listen to someone say these things if I don't agree. The
my
same way
is,
y'all
I'm
left
like you,
in
friend.
Detroit.
Just say it. Just be
yeah,
hateful.
Stand on it. Yeah. That's why I told y'all, like, the lady next door to me, the one that puts down her blinds. I appreciate that she's just letting it be known. Be that. That's why when people make people apologize for things, I don't necessarily understand that. Don't try to make someone apologize. Let them come to that conclusion on their own because it's performative.
Especially me, because we're going to be looking at each other like that Diddy meme. Remember when he was on America's Got Talent looking at that man?
Yeah, with the guy with the blonde.
Waiting on me, baby. Wait, keep waiting. You're going to be a waiting at. No, I'm just playing. I feel like I'm a person who, I'm very on some real, all jokes aside, I am a person who will apologize when I'm wrong. Flat out. I don't have
But that's because you will feel it. You'll be like, oh shit, you know, maybe you needed to be presented with new information
or whatever.
You gotta
be humble in that space when you owe somebody an apology, you gotta apologize. But my thing is you gotta owe it. So you know what I'm saying? If I don't owe you no apology, fuck off, fairy.
I only wanna hear it if you mean it.
Right.
Otherwise keep it. I mean, I don't need you to say it if it's not even what you want to say. So I think it's weird, but sorry that people even have to deal with that type of energy in 2022. Yep. Like, I am so puzzled.
Me too.
I thought
they would have been dead by now.
Puzzled.
But hey, she's only 48. Puzzled. That's what's got me puzzled on some real shit. And I'm not even trying to be rude and nasty. I really thought that Kim Burrell was like a lot older than 49 years old.
Yeah, I would have thought
48,
she was like
49,
my mom's
I can't
age.
Think of what it was, but yeah. And my mama's together. I would have thought, like, you know, combined age. She really
born in the 50s type vibe. Yeah.
1850. She really, like, you know what I'm saying? She really looked like all the pots was cast iron when she was growing up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Dustin Ross.
She really do look like she put some shit in the fire in a hearth. She really looked like she cooked in a hearth before. You know what I'm saying? She really do look like she went to a schoolhouse. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. You know?
Ty, can you insert an image of that? Of all these things?
Leather, school books, leather with strings, you know, tying them together and shit.
Like
leather
the journals
straps.
I buy. Yeah.
Sleeve, S-L-E-E-V-E, sleeve.
Before backpacks, the book straps.
On a horse. You know what I'm saying? No wonder her legs ain't strong. She ain't walking, no bitch riding horses. To get to, you know what I'm saying, to go fetch water and shit. She really did. I thought that's how old she was. I didn't know she was that young. So,
I'm so mad Dustin started spelling stuff from that scene from the Color Purple.
Color Purple just like them bruises from her motherfucking
ass. Yeah. Remember, rain. It's gonna rain on your head.
Stocking. And it did rain on her head. It looked like her hair always looked like it got wet and it's fucked up. Wigs coming up on the side and shit. She be looking crazy as hell. She know what she is? Motley. She's a motley woman. That's what she is. She is. She's a motley, you know, sullied woman. That's what she is.
God.
She is.
Okay.
Sour. You know what I mean? Like stench and in a disposition. She's a sour, motley, surry, sullied, you know, bulldozer
you
of a
give
woman.
Us words,
that's what she is. Rancid. You know? That's what she, rank. That's what she is.
I'm still stuck at motley.
She is. She's motley. That's what she is. Look at her. By definition, the bitch motley. Okay.
All right. Ooh.
That's her pronouns. She, her, motley. That's what it say on her shit. Bitches feel like a disgusting buzzard, filthy buzzard, pile of cow plop. That's what she is.
Cow plop. How are your weekends, my brothers?
I actually had a good weekend, believe it or not.
He said, believe it or not.
I had a tooth issue that really took me down.
Oh my
Friday.
God, me too. What's going on with us? I cracked a tooth, though. It's my fault. So
something came out, a filling, I think. And so I just have like an exposure. So I have to go to the dentist again and get
then
all
you
that.
Drink water. Everything is just like.
I mean, I'm not used to that because my teeth ain't been fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I go to the dentist and I went as a child and shit.
You keep up the maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so this is really hard for me. It's really been, oh Lord, my load has been heavy. But, you know, that's what happened to me.
That's so weird. Same thing happened to me. Mm-hmm. But mine was a crack and I could not tell you why. That's
I was in Brooklyn somewhere
part.
This weekend and I seen somebody that was like, Asante here. I was like, where is he at? But I think you had left.
What?
When I tell you I was fucked up all over this weekend, man, I was working and then Mandy took me to the
Mandy?
Spot.
All
shout
right,
out to Mandy. Actually, before you jumped the gun front, it was not Mandy's fault. But she did take me to a spot and then I was like, oh, you know what? I'm coming back here tomorrow. And then I went to the spot that next night. Got super fucked up, met up with somebody, and then they were like clowning me the next day. And then I was like, I'm taking you back to that
spot.
Hold on.
Met up with somebody, and then they was clowning me the next day. Y'all build the bridge yourselves. Go ahead, Asante.
So then I took them to that spot. Nick got just as fucked up, if not more.
So we
than
on
I did.
36 hours at this point. Go ahead.
I mean, listen. It
is
was
this a, who is this who I know?
No. I mean, maybe. Friend, there was some things
staying strong
I'll
on
see
it.
You next lifetime.
Well, friend, there was some things shuffling around. So, you know, we're going to have a catch
maybe
up. Because
we'll be butterflies.
look.
Okay.
That one. No, I'm just
Lord. The turnover. I'm sad.
That's the best
saying.
Part. If you do it right.
It was the best part. And I actually had to, even today I was texting somebody that I had texted over the weekend because I was going back through my messages. And I was like, oh shit. Like I was really crazy. Shout out to Aloha. It was a new, it's a rooftop in Brooklyn. And I went to a party there and I met some fans. So many new
cute spots.
Shout out to y'all. And I just had been fucked up all over Brooklyn all weekend. So I...
Like, shout out to Club Lambda.
Oh, shout out to Club Lambda. That's where I went after. Black gay
club in Brooklyn. Brand new. Wow. Huge monster sound system. Multi-level club with an outdoor garden that you can smoke in. And it's such a vibe. Neon signs and that green shit up the walls that they put in the, you know, it's nice. And then they got the hookah. They got a dark room downstairs if you into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. this the whole thing. It's a lit, dope-ass, big-ass space. And most importantly, it's black, gay-owned. So it's a good place to go spend That's your fire. Dollars. But yeah, shout out to Lambda because I had slid through there or whatever twice for events connected to stuff. And one of the times I slid through there, I don't even be looking. I'll be minding my own business. But people mm-hmm. see me, they see you, they see me, they see me, they see you. So when they saw me, there's like, and I ain't gonna say who it was either, but they be running their mouth all the time. So when I saw the person,
why
I
do
laughed.
I feel like I know who this is without even knowing?
But we gonna text about mm-hmm. it because that's what texts are offline. For. But the person was like, I just seen Asante. He's here. Asante's here.
And I already know who you talking about.
Don't say that.
I don't know who you talking about. I already know who you talking about.
Don't.
I already know. And
let's, I would just text y'all a name. Look.
Shout out to Nene. Clip. You already Clip. Know. Yeah.
Hey, Big Frida, you already knew.
I text y'all a name.
Yeah. Boom. Boom. Shaka laka, shaka laka, shaka laka.
Why
I feel like
it's supposed to
break dance.
That is okay. insane because you didn't say anything. Specific details. That's so funny.
But when I rocked with it, you knew. So, but the person told me they had just seen you. And so I was like, well, where is he at? So I did it once around, which I wanted to do anyway because I liked the way that my shirt was fitting. I tried something
come
new.
On,
I like
come
tucked
on.
My shirt in my sweatpants and like Ooh. Rolled the sleeves up and I had on boots. So it was like I felt tall. You know,
it was elongated.
Yeah, very presidential. I felt like Barack and that motherfucker when I was walking around. So I was, you know, speaking to everybody, hello, hi, all right. I was speaking to motherfuckers, and that's when I saw that person. So after I walked, looped back around and came up to Becca, I was like, he done left. I already know he left. You probably seen him
oh,
on his way out.
Oh, that would have been so cute if y'all had linked.
And we could have did like Issa and the Uber driver.
But it was like... I mean, I'll give it to New York. I feel like it's waking back up. Just so many new spots and like people are back and mm-hmm. out and partying. This summer was active.
It was. And speaking
last
of
last summer was not. This summer felt active. For
hell
sure.
No, it wasn't. We couldn't. We were still really locked down for real last summer.
Kind of.
But
kind of.
Speaking of like new spots and New York being active and shit, monkeypox, girl.
Okay,
new
let's
spots.
Talk about it.
Monkey
no,
pie.
No, no, no.
Maybe that's a show called New Spots. That's the title. New Spots. Monkeypox, okay? I don't want that's, it.
Reading the threads that people have posted on Twitter, sharing, you know, what they're feeling and experiencing. Mm-hmm. Someone said it felt like a razor being twirled in their ass. Like, just,
oh, my God.
That ooh. Ain't my kink.
Like, ever.
Okay, Fred, okay.
That little laugh, I'm so mad at you.
Okay. Shit. I mean, literally, like, it's one thing, like, we just, first of all, another public health crisis. The same wound, Flav.
The same wound. And then why are they making it seem like it's a gay disease?
I know, and we always
when you're
that.
Seeing people... from everywhere around, mainly New York, I get that part because it's such a dense population and there's more people in the gyms, mm-hmm. you know, and they say that you can get this from just articles of clothing if someone has it, from spit, from sweat, fluids.
All the fun
how does
stuff.
That, how, right.
How spit, does sweat, that, and fluids. Yes!
But how is that a gay thing? I'm so lost at how they turn, that's it.
Well,
how they...
The turn is actually why it's, well, you know what she said on for color girls. Oh, so somebody. You doing the bending. It's the turn. That's the part that makes
go
it
go back gay. To the being Dorinda, okay?
I don't get. Yep. Yep. I do not get how they came to that conclusion. And I was trying to talk to Crystal, like, am I dumb? Like, what
no,
am I not?
No.
What am I not getting?
I know, because
this
you're
is so sweet. He said, no, beautiful, you ain't
no,
dumb.
No, you ain't dumb. Fucking piss me off. No, you ain't dumb.
I saw your face. Here's the no, thing. But you know what I'm saying? I don't get the correlation. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Yeah, me either, but I don't want to get it, period. And
right,
so,
while they figure that part out.
Exactly.
I get that.
You know, I had a debate with some of my friends the other night. Shout out to Frank. Frank, and a bunch of my friends, we was all having a debate the other night about just the things that are surrounding the conversation about the monkeypox vaccine, mm-hmm. one of which we're discussing right now. And my thing was, I get all of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want monkeypox to fuck me up. So I was willing and diligent about going to get the vaccine. I mm-hmm. am sexually active. I am a man who has sex with men. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I don't give a fuck. You can't whoop my ass. You know what I'm saying? And so I have to, you know, be proactive about health-related issues that, you know, affect me and members of the community that I occupy. And so getting this, and plus, that's all, you know, true. I didn't want no motherfucking monkeypox. You crazy? You think I'm finna be Bumpy Johnson over here looking like a bottle of Seagram's gin? Bumpy all over my... I don't think so. Like, no, thank you. No, I don't want
I saw a TikTok. I'm sure y'all saw it because it went viral on Twitter of the young girl, like the young white girl that got it. And she went to the doctor. They literally were telling her that's not what it could be because it's like a gay thing.
Yeah, she got the shit.
And she has it. She's telling them, like, but the symptoms match what's on the CDC website. Like, and they're like, no. And then everyone she went to was either, like, unable to treat it because they just didn't have the resources, were gaslighting her to think that it's not what it was, or just straight up told her, you know, gave her the runaround, like, oh, you need to go to this person. And then she'd go to that person. Oh, well, you need to go back to this person. And she's like, it seems like no one is properly informed or equipped to deal with this.
As long as they wasn't playing the Isley Brothers. Where I draw the line, if I got that shit and I walk in there with they playing the Isley Brothers, you're contagious. If they playing that when I walk in there, that is a sign to you. Like, that's when I know.
So what do they say about the vaccine? Like, does it mean that you can get it, but it just won't be as severe, like similar to COVID, or is it just you won't get it?
Both.
Okay.
Your body develops over the 4 weeks. So you're 4 weeks in between your first dose and your second.
Oh, so it's two doses.
And your body builds up complete immunity after 6 weeks total. So like you get your second shot 4 weeks later, and then 2 weeks after that, your body has built up full immunity.
Okay.
So you can still get it. You know what I'm saying?
In between that.
Yeah.
Shit. This is wild, man. And they say the numbers jumped.
Thank God I got that vaccine. I can't wait to go get my second shot. I shared it just because maybe it'll make somebody else. One of my friends was like, Dustin, I wouldn't even have got that shit unless you had told me to, you know what I'm saying, make an appointment or whatever. And yes, you do need to get it to protect yourself. And I know, you know, you just know. You know who is vulnerable to getting that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Based on what we know
you're social
about it.
And you're outside, so your chances are a little bit higher. Yeah.
So outside, we ain't that outside, okay? So, but I am. So I got my shot. Shout out to the lovely pediatrician that administered my shot. I wonder why she was so gentle. She just had blessed gentle hands and short fingers. And she gave me my shot, and then she told me she was a pediatrician. I said, well, damn, girl. That's why I feel so childlike right this moment.
She's got great bedside manner.
She did. And we was
that's
in chairs.
So sweet. Well, let me make some announcements before we jump in. First, there is a new episode of The Boo that I just dropped on our Patreon. Ooh, definitely check that out. I had a great conversation with Claude.
Yes.
Shout out to Claude Kelly, who joined us. Love you so much, Claude, who joined us last month on the live stream on Patreon, which was so much fun because that was the week that Omarion and Mario had done their verses. So having Claude Kelly on there to talk about that fiasco was, I mean, amazing. You couldn't have planned it any better than that. It was a really, really funny conversation.
It was like talking to Naomi Campbell about the She by Sheree fashion show.
You know? Perfect analogy.
Yes. Yeah.
So please check that out if you haven't. We did live stream, but we have the replay is what we call for those who missed it in real time. You can go back and watch that. But we had a great conversation on The Woo, which is my solo like conversational podcast. And we talked about being, you know, first generation Americans in the Caribbean, you know, foreign born family, but also living in the hood, but also going to private school, and how all those experiences shaped us as business people, as friends, as partners, and how we view the world. And we also talked about if we were to have children in the future, how would you keep them connected to their roots when now we are so far removed from a lot of things we grew up in? You know, we're resourced now, we have access, but how do you stay grounded and bring roots to your future family that is now so far removed? So it was a really, really funny, of course, because it's Claude, but really good conversation. Definitely check that out.
You get the belt. Right. That's how
I will. So funny.
That's all. Like, it's mild threats. That's it.
Shout out to Supernova Mama.
Yes. Yes. She helped me.
Yep. But... also, so I am working on a limited series podcast with a major brand. It's 3 episodes. It's launching in September. And I thought it would be an incredible idea. I'm working on this, by the way, with Kia and Jade. And I thought it'd be an incredible idea to have a Black woman artist design the cover art for the podcast, because the conversation is about intersectionalities, being Black women in society. And I was like, wait, how cool would it be if we commissioned a Black woman artist and gave her the opportunity to not only align with us, but also with this brand and just the project as a whole? Obviously, this is paid. So if you think that's you, the podcast does launch mid-September, so I know it's kind of a tight turnaround. You'll have basically a month and some change to work with us and get the cover art done. Sorry for the last minute, but really it was like a last minute idea. And if you think that's you, please send in samples of your work to jfkmediaart@gmail.com. That's J for Jade, F for Fran, K for Kia. mediaart@gmail.com. Send us samples of your work as well as your rate if you feel comfortable. And honestly, if you are a relatively new artist, don't feel bad. I will talk to you about the rate that you should charge. You know, we're not trying to, you know,
lowball anyone.
Exploit anyone or blowball. If anything, I'll help you get that part together. So don't feel intimidated if rates are still something you're like, you know, figuring out. But just reach out to us, send us samples. We'll figure it out. We'd love to work with you. And please do that before Monday, January 25th, because like I said, it's a January. What year am I in? July. I'm
gonna say, ooh, okay.
Ooh, you got time. July 25th, which is Monday. Because like I said, it is a relatively tight turnaround. So I would love to be able to pick someone soon, because the sooner we pick you, the more time you'll have to work on this, and we can really make this a beautiful project that we all work on together. So jfkmediaart@gmail.com. Looking forward to that. Black woman artists, please. Thank you. And then the Patreon. So you can check out all of our new episodes, my conversation with Claude. That's patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. So I wanted to put that out there, those 2 important announcements. Also,
congratulations, ladies, by the way. Congratulations,
yes, thank
you guys.
You. That's so dope. I'm so excited to work with them.
Fran, Jade, and Kia.
Yay, that's going to be y'all. So good. Y'all, I'm so proud of us.
I know y'all going to put together something super amazing. And
yeah,
super awesome.
And y'all know how long we've been working on this. So it's a labor of love. But also my embodiment collection with Haas. We have more bottles added. I told you guys not to worry this time. It was not going to be a thing of like, it's sold out, I didn't get one. We were not, we, you know, had more resources this time to really put it out in a way that was a little more abundant. And mm-hmm. so they're about 200 units left. So more than enough, I feel, for people that may have missed out or maybe got anxious because of previous drops that mm-hmm. were, what did Haas call it? She said we're like the GOAT app, the sneaker drop of the spiritual world.
Which I thought was so cute.
Haas is so cute. So if you didn't get that, the Embodiment Collection, it's a beautiful collection of a spray and an oil that you can use when you're feeling a bit ungrounded and kind of just need kind of what we were talking about on last week's episode, just creating that ritual of like, what can I have around me or on my person mm-hmm. that will help me bring myself back to myself on the days that I'm just feeling a little off.
And
this is a
perfect
tool.
It took me down a good 5%. Like, it was like okay. a little CBD-ish. You know what I'm saying? It worked on me. Y'all better get embodied.
It really works. Yeah. I'm not even saying it because it's my product, but it really, we put so much thought and intention into how we created it. Every flower essence, every oil is specifically catering to that need of grounding. So please check that out. That's on resonanceapothecary.com. I'll have that pinned actually to my Twitter.
Period.
So it's just easier to find. I'll actually do that as soon as we finish recording and it'll just be easier to find. So that, yes, Embodiment Collection. Go ahead and check that out.
The I Woo. Got some.
Go ahead. Oh, I love y'all. Go ahead and check out The Woo on Patreon. And don't forget to email me, the Black Women Artist, for this project I'm working on with Jade and Kia at jfkmediaart.com. Those are my three announcements, and now I'm done.
Period. Also, shout out to my boy and friend of the show, Carlos King. I did his show this week, Reality with the King, his podcast, where we talked a lot of shit about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, shared a few inside info, tidbits about the Real Housewives of Atlanta, little history. And we also talked about the firing of Noella from Real Housewives of Orange County, amongst a whole lot of other stuff. It was so great. Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
You know, but it happened, you know, pum, pum, pum. So, but it's a good conversation, and I look forward to going back. Carlos and his team were so gracious and kind, and we had a fun, informational conversation. So check it out.
Everyone was so excited too. I saw all the tweets like, look at Dustin, my two favorite people.
I felt so good.
Right.
And so much love. So it was wonderful. Thank you, Carlos, for that.
I can't wait for you to be on the show.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Because that set looked nice as hell. Mm-hmm.
His show, The Nightcap. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Carlos. Thank you so much for reaching out.
I want to come. Right. I just want to sit in the audience.
Come on, let's go turn up on The Nightcap. I hope Dr. Heavenly is there when I go. Feel like me and her could really get some shit done on that couch.
That would be
like,
so cute. Hell, you should be like a reoccurring host, kind of like See the Thing Is does with like their Friends with Benefits, you know, mm-hmm, with Antoinette, mm-hmm, like that mm-hmm. type of vibe.
Mm-hmm. I can play with them. What's up, OWN Network, Carlos
Come
King?
On.
Let's put the papers together and let's do that. I would love to do that, but it was great to be a guest on the podcast. And,
that's your world.
Got so much love and exposure. So yes, very grateful and happy. So check that out. If you know, if podcasts are your thing, even if not, you know, give it a try. Walk on the wild side. Give it a try. You know what I'm saying? Listen to it everywhere they heard. Thank
also,
you.
Also, if podcasts are your thing, and speaking of See the Thing Is, shout out to Mandy for opening Full
Literally
Court Studios.
Say that.
Okay, period.
So,
Mandy.
Congratulations. And to you too, Asante, because I know you played an instrumental role in the design and like the structure of it, and we're just there basically walking through every step of the way. So mm-hmm. congratulations to you too for being
thank
a part
you.
Of that.
Thank you. It feels good to like work in a new arena and see like how fresh I am and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at every opportunity that comes. So it's been like a great experience working with her to open the studio and really see how successful
nice.
It's going to be. And
it is so nice. That bathroom...
Shout out to Mandy.
First of all, that bathroom. Yeah, it's
me
all
recording
shout out to Mandy.
In the bathroom and sending her a video while I was in the bathroom.
the bathroom. Like, you did that, man. I told her, I was like, you're going to have to put up a sign in here 5 minutes or less. People mm-hmm. can't be in here trying to number two. Like, mm-hmm. she was like, but it's nice enough to, right? And I was like, it's nice enough to, but people better not. Like, that's like, you need to, I was like, you got to install a ceiling fan in here. But it's like, the studio is amazing, and that's why I had to shout Mandy out.
Yeah.
She works so hard on all of her shows, all of her businesses. She's just an all-around great person to be around and work with. So I'm proud to be part of the Full Court Studios team.
Amen.
And I'll bring you more information mm-hmm. when we go into booking. But it is it's more along the lines of she wants to work with networks to book them for shows versus smaller podcasts. But as we open up, we will be working with some smaller shows, so I will bring that to the show if you all will be interested in more information on that, because it's all about expanding this arena for a lot of the creatives that are coming into this. So
yeah. I'm working out of there. I'm booked.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I am booked.
I love you, Mandy. I'm so proud of you, girl.
We love you so much, girl. Congratulations. Like, I love just seeing everyone just like expanding and doing their thing. That's what we're supposed to do, you know?
Right.
You just keep mm-hmm. stepping it up. So congratulations, sis. We will be there. Maybe we record an episode of the Friend Zone there when I get back to New York. That'd be cute. Okay. Like all in the same studio, like the old days. Oh, wait, no, we never did that, because when we were recording at the studio, we weren't doing the visual.
The video.
Yeah. So
that'd be something new.
A treat.
A little New York visual.
Oh, you know
fans.
What? Now that I think about it, we're hitting our 7-year anniversary on August 14th. Mm-hmm. I think it's either the 14th or the 19th. I always mix up the dates, but mm-hmm. I'll be in New York. So maybe wonderful. We could do like an anniversary special. Oh, yeah. That's so, look at that. Look how that just
wonderful.
Came together.
Wonderful. And so guess cute. What? I'm down.
Like both flats.
A treat for Patreon. Patreon.com/TheFriendZonePodcast. We'll definitely make that happen. That'd be super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So it's the Shoot the Shit episode. What y'all want to talk about? Where do we go? I'm so tired.
Can I just talk to y'all about something that y'all really don't care about?
Yes.
No. If I have a choice, you asking me shit. You know what I'm saying?
I just need my friends just really quickly for just something that I don't that y'all don't care about.
What is it?
Okay, so there's a new season of Celebrity Big Brother, right?
Oh yeah. And
regular Big Brother. It's season 24 of the regular Big Brother.
Okay.
Jesus, 24.
I just hate that we run into this thing every season where the racism just jumps out, right? Uh-oh. Or the bias somehow. So, you know, for House of New Contestants, there's maybe two black men, a couple black women, well, a mixed girl and a darker skinned girl. Anyway, dark skinned girl, her name is Taylor. She was a beauty pageant contestant. And shout out to the person that was in my DMs on Twitter talking about this. They were like, you need to watch Big Brother. And I was like, let me go watch this shit. And it was like on episode 2 or 3, and I've been watching ever since. So I'm tired of watching these people just, well, first of all, fuck Paloma. Paloma, it was this random house guest who decided that she ain't like the black girl and kept trying to turn the house against her, and then got the girl nominated for eviction. But randomly, Paloma had like a mental breakdown and left the show. So I would like to, what a journey. And it was really like, yes, girl, give us nothing, but like, fuck Paloma. Because she started all that mess to get the black girl out of the house for no fucking reason. And
so what kind of things was she doing when you say she did that?
Okay, so Taylor, the black woman, she shout out to her. I think she was a beauty pageant girl. She was trying to be Miss, or she was, I think, Miss Missouri or something like that. If I've got this wrong, excuse me. It was a very quick bio. I just need to see if I cared about the cast. Overall, I really don't, but I'll get to that later if y'all care. Anyway, so Taylor, she would walk around and talk to the guys more. So the girl Paloma decided, she was like, she's not a girl's girl. We can't trust her. She's always hanging out with the guys. We have to get her out of the house. And so then later on, Paloma is trying to talk game with Taylor. And she's like, you know, I see you hang out with the guys a lot. Do you have any intel that you can get from them for us? And then Taylor, she heard Paloma on day one when she was like, this should be a girl's game. We got to just be, you know, just the girls. Taylor didn't say she wasn't going to be on the alliance, but Taylor was kind of like thinking to herself, like she said in the confessional, she was like, it doesn't really serve me just yet to make this like a girl's alliance, but you know, I'm going to see what's popping. Anyway, when Paloma tried to get information out of her about the guys, Taylor didn't give her any. And then she went to one of the guys. She went to her brother and she was like, hey, you know, Paloma's scared that the guys are going to try to come for the girls, so you should just, you know, go talk to Paloma. He goes and talks to Paloma, and he's like, hey, Taylor said you trying to get, you think we trying to get you out the house.
What a dumbass.
Right. So the brother turns on the sister, too. So I was like,
I mean, you know what?
Right. I was like, here we go again. So, and friend, it gets so bad because there's like footage of him on the feeds where he's like, because when he goes to Paloma, of course, she's like, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. How dare she? Mind you, she already had it out for Taylor because she felt like she's not a girl's girl. So then she's like, she says in the confession.
Why do people do that when there's cameras? I never understood that.
Mind you, they talk to the cameras. The brother at one point says, because he's talking to the other people. Oh, so this escalates. I'm skipping past a lot of it escalating because Paloma decides she's going to get Taylor out. She's pissed about it. And now the brother's left feeling like, wow, I can't believe she lied to me. Now we should get her out the house because, you know, we can't trust her, a liar in this house. But it's going to mess up the game, blah, blah, blah. So then you see him in a room with other people. And he's like, you know, if I feel bad, like as a black man that I have. And I was just like,
talking to white people.
The white people, and I think there might have been one of the other two black people in there, or one of the other three black people. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, because one thing I could say with the last celebrity Big Brother, I remember Carson and Cynthia and them being like, you know, if I got this wrong, you know, I'm going to just go back and see that. And then, like, they would make sure to say shit like that. Because, you know, when you're in the game, you really don't know what the fuck is going on. But the way that the brother was like, he was just like, you know, to America for them to see me have to, you know, deal with this sister lying. And I was just like, nigga, no, you're doing this all wrong. And they're going to look at you like you have lost your damn mind. And then later on, long story short, before she had the breakdown, I'm sorry, because I know y'all don't care about this, but I appreciate y'all for, you know, trying to be in invested as possible.
For being good sports.
Yes, y'all are being great sports. Thank you so much. So Paloma, she's like, you know, we got to get Taylor out the house. Taylor later on talks to, so she gets put up on the chopping block by whoever the HOH is. We're not even going to talk about that. So then the HOH, he's like, you know, sorry, Taylor, you turned so many people in the house off. Maybe you could apologize and maybe you could stay in the house. So then she's like, you know, like I was all like, you know, okay, I'm a pawn. But then when he said I needed to apologize, I was like, what the fuck is that? So then she finds out that what she said to, Monty's like, you know, so this is what I talked to what old girl about. She said, that's not what you said. And she's like, that's not what I said to you. This is what I said. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. So she's like, now I see why I got nominated. So she tries to go reconcile with the girl Paloma, who don't like her ass. And then Paloma is being like really psycho. Taylor's like, hey, you know, so I want to talk to you. And she's like, you know what, Taylor, honestly, I'm really tired and I really don't have anything to say to you. I'm not doing this with you. And she's like laughing and being really rude. And Taylor's like, wow, you're being really rude. She's like, yeah, I am being really rude and I'm done with this. Am I? And like, then she, I guess, left because she had her mental breakdown. I was like, bitch, you did all of this and now you leaving because you didn't expect to be this crazy in the game. I don't know. But then, so Taylor just nominated because of this stupid ass brother and I was pissed about it. She stays in the house because the girl ended up leaving, so all of this was for nothing. But I just hate when these people get in this house and they don't realize. Like, that's why I appreciated the cookout from last season. the black people all knew what time it was. They was like, there's too many of us.
They didn't even let it happen.
They said, there is too many of us in this house. We cannot let any of us go. Magically, they did. But the black people this season instantly just broke down and broke out. An older black gentleman, he's a DJ. I forgot what his name is. He said, Taylor's not even a real sister. It's too much. Whoa. I can't take it. Question. It's not even that great of a cast.
What is, because I've seen a big conversation. I haven't watched the show, so I literally don't know. But I've seen a big conversation surrounding like the lady Taylor and mm-hmm. racism, like accusations of like them ostracizing her on a level that presented like racial undertones and shit. And like something concerning the conversation of racism and what's going on with this girl. So like, what did the girl Paloma do? What are these people doing that these people are identifying as?
They
that?
Instantly. So because Taylor is a pageant girl, she knows, she already said, she's like, you know, I know I can come across as a little closed off, a little mm-hmm. guarded. I know I come off that way. She was really trying to be friendly with them and they were misreading a lot of it and they were taking her wrong. And she was actually, I feel like, because we're now outside looking in, I feel like watching Taylor, she is trying with them. And they're just, because they're from wherever they are, they don't live with a bunch of different people. Mm-hmm. They don't really know how to give and take in their interaction. So Taylor's like, I'm just trying on clothes, da, da, da. You know, and you, since you're here, you can, guys are more than welcome to anything in my closet. You can try on anything. And they're looking at her as like, she thinks she's better than us, but she's trying to like have fun with y'all and open up to y'all because she did hang out with the guys a lot just because she knows that it's harder for her to get along with the girls. So when she was trying to make an effort with the girls, they all already was like, oh, she's not for us. Meanwhile, the girls, they, and it really comes across as she's a black woman and she really thinks she's better than, and it's like she really isn't acting that way. I really feel like some of the white people read her as that. And there are a couple other black people in the house, and I feel like maybe they think like she thinks she's too good and like, bitch, you black like us too. Like, I don't know. It's really weird microaggressions happening in the house. Sucks. And I can't explain all of it because
she's
I haven't been
the only black woman in the house. So she probably don't have anybody.
She's a dark-skinned black woman. There's a mix. There's an Afro-Latina, I believe. And then there's a light-skinned black girl in the house. And then there's two black men.
And ain't nobody fucking with her.
Like, the one black man that kept running back and forth, he's kind of halfway fucking with her, but he wants her out the house just because the house wants her out. But no, pretty much nobody's fucking with her. And I'm just like, as far as the blacks are, but
I want to know what is happening that's making the people say that, you know what I mean? Because I've seen people be like, this is so fucked up how they treating this girl, blah, blah, blah. And I haven't watched any of the clips because I haven't watched the show. And I just don't want to judge by a little clip of some shit that I have no context of.
Right,
I watched the episodes, but the real magic lies in the live feeds mm-hmm. because the live feeds, before we started the show, I don't know if y'all saw, I kept looking up while y'all were talking.
You were watching the feeds?
I was watching the feed because I actually hadn't done that. Like, I've been watching the feeds maybe every now and then on my TV, but I've been like, let me just catch it. Or like when I would see on my Apple TV, like new episode of Big Brother, but let me just catch up on Big Brother right quick, see what happened tonight.
This is an interesting show. Do the feeds have audio?
The feeds have audio. It shows four different cameras at any given time. It might be all from the same room at different angles. It might be from different rooms in the house, depending on where the house guests are. They cut the feeds out whenever they have like competitions and stuff. But they were having conversations on the website while the feeds run. And I was getting information that I wasn't really getting from I was getting from the show, but I just didn't realize. But like one of the characters, he's really annoying. And this week he decided he wanted to be a pawn. Anyway, there's just a lot. The cast isn't as interesting this season as it usually is. Like, sometimes you just see people and you instantly, like, click and you like someone. And I just honestly only like Taylor because everybody just keep trying to get at her. And it's like, she don't deserve none of that energy. Like, she could have been, honestly, I would have made Taylor my ally day one. I'd be like, girl, you know what? You intimidate some people, but you a strong competitor. People might gun for you, but I'll watch your back if you watch mine. And then, like, I'd work the system for her. But, like, nobody even came to her like that. They finally kind of want her in an alliance or two, but I was just like, I don't even like none of y'all to even want y'all to align with her because all of you suck. You're all beneath me for being beneath her.
And this is not just typical gameplay, right? It goes beyond that to you.
Well, so the main thing with Big Brother is it's always a social game. So socially, that's why it's going to be like the girls were like, oh, it's off-putting that she's trying to show off. Specifically, Paloma kept trying to make these like things a thing. And in my mind, I'm like, is that really like how people should think or play the game? Like, people should play the game all in their own way. Like, a lot of people, they'll be threatened if they know you're physically fit. They'll be like, all right, so either that guy's going to be somebody I need to get out the house or I need to align myself with. Or if they know that you're really talkative and personable and people gravitate towards you, people will be like, okay, he's a threat because everyone likes him, or I need to align myself because he knows everybody in the house to get information. So there are these social aspects.
Sounds like everyday life.
Exactly. So, and so now it's these social aspects are being watched by America. So when you are playing the game, we're watching who's being fake and who's being real. And we're just dealing with racism every season. So that's why I'm like, I'm glad that the cookout season happened. So even though I'm pissed with how y'all are acting this season, and shout out to the cookout really fast, because I'm so sorry. The last cookout thing, and I'm going to be out of here.
I just want you to answer my question.
Oh, what was the question again?
Like, to you, the things that the Lady Paloma and everybody else.
It's not valid.
You said, no, my question is this. Is it typical, like, Big Brother gameplay, or do you feel like it's some racist shit?
Oh, it's some racist shit.
And this, like, is not typical.
Well, you know what? Okay, so you know what? So it's typically racist. Because I feel like there's always people that target the blacks in some way. And not immediately, but, like, I felt like that girl Paloma marked Taylor off rip. And once she did, it was like the spirit of Paloma continued to stay and linger in the house because of how she felt about Taylor. Like, the first HOH, a lot of weird things mattered with it. But because she was, I don't know, part of me, now that you ask it in that context, I feel like maybe one or two people had like a racist agenda and everyone else got caught in a crossfire. Because they felt like it was gameplay.
It's like Real World,
right? Like, who was Earl going to cuss Mike out?
I was watching the what is it, Real World Homecoming with mm-hmm. the new season with Melissa. Shout out to Melissa, she's so funny.
I love her so much, and she handled her motherfucking business on there.
Yeah,
because
I didn't watch any of the previous homecomings, but I watched it because that's the homie. I'm like, I have to support.
Yes,
and it's the same thing with the white girl on that show,
Julie,
bugging the fuck out every episode.
But you see how, like, on that show, like, Julie was like being a straight up Karen, saying that this black man manhandled
like,
me,
but then being like, that's not what
bruises.
I meant. That's not what I said. Yeah,
you, like, that's a direct. Like that. That's like, we see what you're doing. That's my question. Are they doing that, or are they doing? Is it just,
no? It's just a lot of microaggressions here and there, and that's why it's just like, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Like, that CBS, like, all right, well, we gave y'all the black check on the last season, so. You know, this cast
they
can't help
enough
it. Sorry.
For that.
But it's funny that you brought up Real World, because I'm just going to parlay into this last show and then I'm gonna be done with y'all today. I'm sorry. But thank
you
y'all
TV
so much.
Segment. Thank you.
Right. Motherfucking, the challenge has now come to, and I did this on my ETA.
I can't believe that still exists.
Not only does it exist, CBS has taken it. So it's the Challenge USA. And they're going to do them internationally at some point. Like, the winners of whoever the winners are of the Challenge USA will compete internationally in some shit. I don't have
the
information.
Is it the same people from Real World and Road Rules, or are they opening it to anybody?
So here's the thing. So they're running their like regular normal, like MTV is the challenge where it's all those people. Like, they just did like running an all-star seasons of that. But finalists and winners, I think is what the season was. But CBS has the Challenge USA, where it's competitors from Survivor, Love Island, Big Brother, and Amazing Race.
Wow, know what? That's cool.
So Cash,
is she still with homeboy?
Friend, Cash and Cinco broke up right before they got in the house. And Cinco is with somebody that was the girl that I liked on Big Brother from the cookout, Tiffany. And people ain't fucking with Tiffany. They hate her. They're like, she will lie. They will, those Big Brother contestants will lie. Like, it is funny as fuck watching them like compete.
I loved Cash.
It's like
and Cinco.
It's funny. You gotta watch, because Cash is on there, Shannon's on there. The real funny dude, the one with the big butt.
My boy Jose is on one of them shows.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know one of them challenge shows he's on there. And I saw they had the girl dangling in like this. She had to go underwater and see these puzzle pieces and then put them tell the people what pieces to put on the board. And the girls was like getting hypothermia. It was crazy. I'm like, what? I don't know how much y'all money y'all motherfuckers win, but it better be a lot of zeros.
It better be worth it.
Hell yeah. Because y'all in below zero temperature.
That's what I'm watching. That's it. It's great television.
And shout out to Janelle James, the principal, who now has a game show.
A game show. Love to see it.
The Final Straw. That is so cool. I mean, she's like the perfect personality for that. That's really, really cool. I'm trying to see The Final Straw. Yeah, it's a new game show on ABC. I'm trying Peyton to see Manning. What they describe. Oh, so it says in the competition, four teams are tasked with removing all kinds of stacked objects like small kitchen appliances and basketballs from large leaning towers. So it sounds like Jenga
with on like another stuff, level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love to
She's
see
so
it.
Perfect. She's so funny. So I haven't watched the game show I couldn't tell you the last time. Maybe You Want to Be a Millionaire? What was that show called? I remember I got into
who
that.
Wants to be a millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
With Regis Philbin.
Rest in peace, Regis. When I first dropped, I was definitely a fan because I always wanted to know how much I knew.
They got a mean-ass white lady hosting it now. She's so funny. She's mean as a heel. She's funny. I'm telling you, she is, but she's so funny. She's an actress. What's her name?
I don't know who it is.
I can't think of her name, but she's
I didn't
funny,
know this the show was still on. That's cool. That's super cute. I'm trying.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Who Black China was fighting? Did y'all see Black? There was a celebrity fight, a celebrity boxing match, and Black China and some girl fought. And Omarosa was a commentator.
Oh my God.
I just saw a clip and I was like, what is happening? What is any of this? All I saw was like an end clip of Black China walking over to like Omarosa. And they were like, yep, it looks like you're giving her flowers, aren't you, Omarosa? And then Omarosa's like, I just love and respect China. I respect her ethic. And I was like, what is
shit's
going
just getting weirder.
On?
I feel like you heard about CERN messing with the God particle. They turned the machine on. I don't know if y'all been catching up, following up with this, what's happening in the science world. But I feel like they done switched some shit around. We're in the upside down. Shit's getting weirder and weirder and kookier and just, I don't know. You know my tinfoil hat. But I've been watching... you know what? Congratulations to Lizzo, because this is very Mystic Zone, right? I was just talking about her show. I think it was last week or the week prior.
Somebody said I was. It was Fran. And saying,
oh, yeah, I did see that tweet. I was like, I'm not going to correct it because it's not that serious. But so I was talking about the show and I was saying how I didn't see anyone talking about it. I didn't see tweets. I didn't see, the usual like TV people online. And then, boom, she wins an Emmy. And I think they won like multiple Emmys too. I don't think it was
love
just one.
To see it.
How bomb is that? Congratulations. That means we're going to see buku seasons. That and that's so epic. I know that must have felt nuts to Lizzo. Like, here I go stepping out, into this new venture. And off of one season... winning an Emmy. But I told y'all, it's a very different reality show. It's not just the typical like dance for me, get eliminated. It's so much.
She's nominated. So I'm sorry, y'all, just so we got it right. She's nominated this year. She's celebrating her nomination. So her show is nominated for Outstanding Competition Show, which is a huge deal.
Oh, so they didn't announce the wins. They announced the nomination. Got it. Okay, yeah. Thank you for the correction. But no I think problem. She's going to win because, come on.
Yeah, let's manifest this. Let's keep saying
that
she won.
Zone, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Because I just thought that was so cool because I really have not seen people promoting it. And I was saying, we got to know why. It's Black women, plus size women, curvier bodies, and I just haven't seen it in the conversation. So that would be epic off of one season to win that Emmy. So congratulations to Lizzo. That's super bomb. Y'all
definitely
watch it.
I don't like the people that don't like Lizzo. Like, motherfuckers that have a problem with Lizzo are generally the type of people that I just don't like. Because if you don't like Lizzo because You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to see
her. I mean, and people have different reasons. Like, there's people that don't like how she looks, and then there's people that don't like that they feel she makes, like, whitewashed music. You know, it's, like, different reasons.
It's all in that pile.
I like Lizzo. I can't say I listen to the music, but I like Lizzo.
You like, you know, Lizzo, what she I represents like as an artist.
She seems
Lizzo.
Funny as hell. I feel like we would have gone to high school together. You know what I'm saying? She's that like freshman that you would have been randomly kicking it with as a junior and senior.
Yeah. You know what did it for me, friend? And Asante? Sean Ross was in New York and he was like, let's go to the Lizzo show or whatever. So we went.
Crystal
and
went. Mm-hmm.
She was at Terminal 5. And I'm telling you, she
it
never.
Was like epic.
Them vocal, that vocal stamina, her dancing, like, and then she had Terminal 5 was full of a predominantly white audience, and mm-hmm. she was being super pro-black on that stage. Mm-hmm. Like, she was not diluting any
too.
Of her message. Mm-hmm. Nothing was diluted. She was just, like, really up front, and she had that crowd singing every lyric that she sang, and I was blown away. I was impressed, and that made me go listen to that album. And
yeah,
I was like, oh,
I heard
damn.
That too, that she gives a show. And I mean, when you watch this show, you can see how, like, she's serious about her background dancers and the choreography and the attire. Like, she don't miss a detail. And even people saying, like, her concerts are white. I'm like, but when was the last time you went to a concert that wasn't? I've gone
Hello?
To rap concerts
yep.
of, like, the most street dudes and the audience is white. You know, that's just kind of the concert scene, I feel, at this point.
Who's at a Bahamadia concert?
But shout out to Lizzo, girl. Congratulations. I really hope you win that. Shit, I didn't even realize it was a nomination. In my head,
no,
she
you
had won.
Speak on it. I just wanted to let them motherfuckers be tweeting you.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Actually,
yeah, thank you so much. Because I wouldn't have heard
we got
the end
this.
Of it.
Okay.
The well actuallys.
Yeah.
Keep shaking your big ass, Lizzo. We love it.
But I love what else have I been watching that was good? The Bear. Have y'all heard about it? It's like a restaurant comedy drama.
Yeah.
With
I
the
heard
son
it was
from
good.
Shameless. The son from Shameless is the lead. Was it Jade?
I was thinking Bridget maybe told me to watch that.
It's about a restaurant staff, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
and it's
I saw
really
a lot of people
fast
paced.
Yeah, it's really fast paced, a little bit chaotic. My nervous system was like, "Woo, I don't know if I could watch too many episodes of this." It was just a lot going on. But the story is so great, the acting, the writing.
They said the young lady that leads it, I guess, she'd be like throwing down whatever. It's a young lady that plays on that.
Right.
I'm gonna watch it.
You should watch it. It's a really, really good show. The acting is A1. So
Asante,
I
saw people
out.
Who
it's on
had,
Hulu or like, Showtime.
It's on Hulu. I'm gonna watch
Hulu.
It. You say what?
Hulu Showtime though, right?
Oh, Showtime.
Showtime. Because I have my Showtime add-on on Hulu, so I never know which is if it's like a Hulu thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just a bundle. Like,
just
you know.
There.
I saw people that worked like in the restaurant industry previously. Saying that this was like an accurate depiction of what
yes,
it's like.
Yes, I saw
you know
that
what I'm
too.
Saying.
Even so, Jade was because mm-hmm. I told her I was like, "You gotta watch this." I felt like considering Jade just finished culinary school,
back there throwing plates of food at people.
I felt like it would be her wheelhouse, and just yeah. like you should watch this. She caught a couple episodes, and she was totally into it. Definitely an accurate depiction. So check it out if you're a foodie or work in restaurants. If you just like. It's just good TV.
Jade definitely had that whole culinary class scared of her. By the time she finished, and I would on the random occasions when she would sneak and be on the phone and like in class, she got to the point it was like you can't beat them, join them thing. Like they went from like Jade being a fucking dictator in that bitch to like now they was friends. At the end.
When she oh had that god. Dinner at the end of it, I was like, yeah. "Look at you with your disciples."
Oh my god, man, that was Jade in culinary school was a funny time. If nothing else.
Especially
that was
the TikToks.
Time. Oh my god!
Dancing across the kitchen. She's such a character. But check it out. That's definitely a good show that I.
It's an FX show, but it is on Hulu too.
Oh, it's FX. It's not Showtime.
Well, you know, it says Hulu Original, and then it says FX on Hulu with the Hulu Original. So it's like, I don't know. So back to your original point, it's streaming. I don't even know how it affects.
Well, so they're co-networking, like co-parenting. They're co-networking.
Well, yeah, FX puts up a lot of their content on Hulu. But you just made me realize I need to change this password. So thank you for that.
No, you didn't. What else is out? I'm trying to think. We might as well just talk about the shows we've been watching because... I actually had the attention span to watch some things.
P-Valley has been good as hell.
Yes.
P-Valley is so damn good.
I'm still behind one episode because I told y'all that episode got me kind of woo.
Yeah.
Keyshawn.
Take a little break. Yes, that and the dude.
Oh, yeah, the dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big Teak.
That was crazy.
That was heavy.
Oh, yes. Super heavy. Yeah. Like that's why I had to come on and thank the actor for all of that, because it was just like a lot of that shit hit like real close to home. Mm-hmm. And to see all
of
that played out,
say that,
and then to see the conversation continue on social media and it not, I didn't see any of the negative shit, so that's why for me it was like, at least I'm getting it from this point of view, because I could take it, I could go down, you know, with the scene. So I feel you, friend. Take that break.
Yeah, because I told you I watched it at night, which was a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Right before I was heading upstairs to kind of do my night routine. And then it just set a different tone for bed. Yep. I was like, ooh, I need to stop watching certain things. Not that the daytime would have made it any easier to
absorb, but not right before bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like that cover art for that music you shared on Twitter, friend. With that damn mask scaring the shit out of me. I looked at that mask. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning and some shit. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, that was Little Dragon, and I never know how to say it. SBR, what is it? Super Rocket.
Super Nymph Flame, yet.
SBRK, TK, or whatever. Right. The other one.
Well, fucking name.
So is it Subtract?
Rocket. It is Subtract. I always say Super Rocket because I think of Xavier Omar used to have a different. Yep. Yeah, what was it?
Spazzy Rocket. SPZRKT.
SPZ. Why y'all do that? I'm old, hey, trying to figure out how to figure out artist names.
Oh, what a time.
Spazzy Rocket. I'm going to text him and say that. He's probably going to be like, stop, go away.
Okay.
Don't
please,
remind me.
No more.
Never, no more.
And oh, Mike, speaking of music, actually, India Sean drops this week, y'all. I am going to cry. Even though she said it's not an album, I'm so confused now because I thought it was, but then she said it's more like a deluxe of the previous EP.
Yes. We'll take it.
Yes. It don't matter what it is. She could drop a single and I'm going to be thirst. But,
okay,
you know, I'm still just excited because that was right. Dustin's doing the Dave Chappelle hands. But
remember Whoopi Goldberg
said
her daughter was a chef now because she used to be hungry all the time growing up. She said she'd come home, her daughter be in the kitchen. Whoopi funny, man. I'm telling you.
How did I not know Whoopi had a daughter?
Yeah. Whoopi got a daughter and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. I did see a show that's coming out about like celebrity relatives. Have y'all seen that?
No.
It's a new reality show. Ugh, asking the wrong person. Okay. Hulu FX Showtime. it's a show that's coming out, and the premise of the show is that everyone is related to a celeb.
Okay.
And you got to figure out like who.
Who?
Yeah, I think it's actually really interesting premise, but I could not tell you what channel it is. I'm like trying to look it up, but damn, I forgot what I was gonna say that I was watching. Who were we talking about? Whoopi.
Mm-hmm. And you never know she had a daughter there. And then you were saying that show was talking about celebrities that
music. Yes, music. We're talking, man, it's one of those days.
Just one of them days.
I was excited about India, and then I was gonna go into the fact that I love the new Steve Lacy album. Have y'all had a chance to listen to it?
I have not heard it, but I've seen rave reviews.
It is hilarious. First of all, the title is Gemini Writes. I don't know why I find that so funny. Gemini Writes.
You gotta put two fists up. Gemini Writes.
Okay, them kooky birds.
And laughs.
That makes me think of, shout out to Scotty Beam. She was like, y'all always talking about Geminis, but where's the support group for those of us who date Geminis? I was like, girl, you ain't never lied.
Shout out to Scotty.
But the new Steve Lacy album is flawless. Like, I damn near love every single song. There's no skips. It's one of those projects that you just let play from top to bottom.
I'm interested.
I've seen some good comments about it, so I already know.
Basically, one of the opening lines is like, I'm looking for bitches because I'm tired of dating men or something like that.
He's just sharing about his experience.
It was your little lap.
I need a bitch. I'm telling you. Down ass bitch. That's me. That's just a code. You know what I'm saying? Like.
But it's I don't know who's been messing with Steve's mind, man. Every song he's pissed at somebody. He's having a hard time out here. I'm like, dang. Ain't nobody getting it right.
Wow.
But it's a good project. I love it. Definitely check it out. I've been listening to that on repeat. Who else dropped? Oh, yeah.
Steve Lacy. I love Steve Lacy because his name sounds like a beauty school.
Steve Lacy.
Like somewhere you go and get your cosmetology license.
I'm so mad at you. That's
Steve Lacy Cosmetology School.
This laugh is taking me out. You sound like Miss Juicy.
It sounds like a dog.
It sounds like a cosmetology school, Steve Lacy. And you can learn how to sew there, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm so mad at you. But check it out. I love it. I've had that on repeat. And don't forget to support India when her deluxe EP drops on Friday. Who else? You know what? Jesse Boykins. He's going to kill me.
We're going to clap all day in because these are clap-worthy artists.
I was making fun of him because I was cutting up a mango. Me and him have this joke where we both love mangoes because we're Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And as soon as my knife went into the mango, my phone rang and it was him. I was like, holy shit. I was like, so is that what calls you up, Jesse? Someone cuts open a mango, Jesse Boykins the Third appears. But he played me some music via FaceTime because his album is dropping very, very soon. And y'all, it is so good. I want so badly to play it, but he would murder me, so I won't do it. But I'm gonna pray that he lets me get the exclusive before
he lifts that embargo. What's up, Jesse Boykins?
You lucky. But right, Jesse. So I'm excited. It's just a lot of good music that's coming out. I've been back in my music. We had a moment, actually, those of you who follow me on Twitter, I think it was on Friday. I don't know what day today
is. You was jamming, girl.
Right? I was DJing, low-key, digital DJ. We got in our bag. We was playing Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold. Remember how crazy that song hit?
Immediately.
Sam Sparrow, Disclosure.
Had a chokehold on everybody.
Latch, Disclosure, we were just talking about all those dance records that just had a chokehold on us, and I had so much fun that night. Like, we were just on Twitter just kicking it, talking about old music. That was super fun.
That was so much fun. You need to do that again sometime.
That was, no right? Pressure, just pick different genres. That was so much fun. I loved people being like, oh, shit, I haven't. My friend Tori was like, oh, shit, this came out when we was wearing vests and fedoras to the club. Everyone had on fucking work wear. Shout out to Jay-Z. Had us looking crazy at the club. So. With office wear at the club. But so much fun. Music I even tweeted, like, thank God for music. I don't know how I would have made it through without.
I want to give a, so speaking of music, I want to give a shout out to Miles Jones, who's been killing it as a host of Trap Karaoke, right?
Oh,
for
true.
Years now. But they're on tour right now.
I still need
right
to
now.
Catch one.
I'm so mad he was in New York. And just, you know, you get busy and sometimes you don't talk to your friend as often as you would like
to.
To
know what's going on, yeah.
And I didn't know because I definitely would have been there. You, portly motherfucker, you could have told me you was doing Trap Karaoke New York, nigga. But shout out to Mouse. He gonna tweet. Somebody quoted when it. Somebody tweeted a quote of Mouse's where he said, "We the young niggas, that's y'all big niggas." And they put, you know, dash Mouse Jones. So Mouse, instead of saying thank you or acknowledging it some sort of way that was positive, Mouse gonna quote it and say, "When I said this," with a question mark,
he's
right?
So annoying.
So I quoted that. Remember they said, Mouse said, "We the young niggas, that's y'all big niggas." So Mouse said, "When I said this," so I told him, "When you robbed that bingo hall." Oh,
you and him, I swear, when y'all be ragging on each other.
Mouse held up a bingo hall and told, you know, it'd be old people at the bingo spot. "We the young niggas, that's y'all big niggas. Give me the money." And he held up a bingo hall. And he gonna say, "Nigga, we robbed that bingo."
I was gonna say, I know it didn't stop there. No,
you know it kept going because he's so childish and low.
I
want to
catch one of the Trap Karaoke's. I heard they're lit. You see the clips always.
We gotta go and support the homie though. Shout out to Mouse.
Shout out to Mouse. He been quiet. Where Mouse been at?
Working. He got a new show called With Mouse Jones. Let me make sure that's what it's called. He's got a new series where he's interviewing people.
I feel like
people.
I don't see him no more.
Mouse been working. That's because that nigga been, he too quiet to be a loud mouth.
Okay.
So he's been working. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
so
out
that,
to you, Mouse
he can't
Jones.
Be his normal self. And we love to see it. Shout out to Mouse.
I know he had like a hip hop podcast too, right?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. He got a new one. It's called With Mouse Jones. Yeah. He's interviewing Queen Naja in the latest episode. So you can go to his Instagram.
Okay.
It's just Mouse_Jones. And catch up on all the
Mouse.
Things. Yeah, his shortcomings. You know the motherfucker ain't nothing but 4'6". Catch up on all his shortcomings, motherfucker. I love you, nigga.
Look how men show each other love. Y'all so crazy. But that's it. Is there anything else y'all want to talk about before we get out of here?
Not me.
I'm sleepy today.
I'm be minding my own business. I ain't said it. I don't want to talk about nobody else's shit. Like,
I
no.
need to go on a walk no. or something.
You about to go get you some nature?
I need some air. I'm so tired today. I don't know what's going on with me. I need some
like Jordan
vitamins.
Sparks and Chris Brown. No air, no air.
Oh, that was my jam. You know what? We love y'all so mm-hmm. much. Thank y'all for hanging literally by a thread with us today. We will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.